you're up.
Oh, we're live. Hair looks good. Hey, what's going on, guys? Here we are at 1:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday. Got some great things happening today, this week. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners out there. We can't wait for Thursday. And make sure you take time to be thankful for something. Now, we've got some big news here with the Aaron Advantage. Our team has expanded, much like Aaron's Waistline on Saturday. If you saw him eat the Burger Challenge. Tell us a little bit about the new teammates here.
All right. So, as Greg is alluding to, we have two new licensed team members with the Aaron Advantage team. First off, shout out to my mom, Jen Lush. You guys know and love her from the blog post that she does weekly, actually three times a week on here on the page. Not only that, she's been my unlicensed assistant for a little over a year now, actually going on 2 years here soon, and she just got a real estate license, so she's going to be able to help out even more and make more things happen, which we are super excited about. Not only that, but we've also added another licensed realtor to the Aaron Advantage team. Big shout out to Liz Bays with Bays Contracting. She's been working on getting her license here for a while.
Way to go, Liz and Jen.
She's going to come on board. She's going to start helping sell some houses. So if you've got any leads or anyone you know who's thinking about making a move, call us. We have four licensed professionals standing by all the time to make sure we're taking care of you.
Right.
All good things.
And one other bit of good news. We had a sales meeting this morning, and the Aaron Advantage got some accolades.
Yes.
What were our accolades? I already forgot. Hey, that's us.
Hey, no worries. The Aaron Advantage team is proud to be in the top 25 listing and sales agents of all FC Tucker agent affiliates across the entire state of Indiana.
That's so awesome stuff.
Top 25 on listings represented, as well as top 25 on buyers represented for the year 2018 so far.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're working hard. If you have a lead, we want to work with them. We want to expand our team and expand the Aaron Advantage dominance in Southwest Indiana.
How about
that?
That's right.
All right. So speaking of Southwest Indiana, and it's no secret that it's starting to get a little bit colder out there.
Really cold.
Yeah. Like, if it had some sun, we'd be good. But holy cow, today, I don't know what's going on. But we just want to take some time today to remind you of some tips, some maintenance tips that are potentially going to save you thousands over the longevity of your home. And we're going to start outside first. The first thing that you really need to take a look at is the gutters. Okay, leaves have fallen. If not, they are in the process of falling. So you need to make sure that you clean out those gutters immediately. The weight with the gutters can cause them to sag over time and eventually maybe even break off if not cleaned effectively. Aaron, you got anything there?
Yeah, not only that, if your yard's anything like mine, sorry guys, I'm hitting the keys, so make sure I'm staying on top of your comments today. But if you've got a yard like mine, I've got a beautiful backyard.
Beautiful.
Love the trees. They're mature trees. It's awesome. It's great. You know what I don't love about it? Raking. And you gotta do it because we've got landscaping, we got grass, we got all kinds of things out there that if you are not getting out there and you're getting those leaves raked up and taken care of, it can kill your plants in your landscaping, it can kill your grass, and it's going to cause all kinds of problems moving forward, because a lot of people don't realize not only is grass something that, you know, everybody wants in their yard, it's actually really good for your yard as well, because if it goes away, you're going to have all kinds of soil erosion as that snow starts to melt and run off and cause additional problems there.
Right, and on top of that, if you have a dog, you eliminate the doggy mines
absolutely.
Underneath the leaves, so we don't want any doggy mines. Next, we're going to talk about the water hoses, and Aaron, tell us why removing those from the spigots is a good idea.
Okay, so anytime you got a water hose attached to the spigot, it's always going to retain a little bit of water in there, which is absolutely something that you don't want going on, because any water that's left in those lines that's attached at that point is going to have an opportunity to freeze, expand, and bust the water bib. And that's good for absolutely nothing but causing problems in your crawl space.
Right. It's great news for the plumber.
Yeah, good for them.
Great business.
Makes them some money. But guess what? You don't even know if that pipe has busted until you get the water back on and it warms up and it starts spraying in places you don't want it to spray.
Yeah, and it's worth just mentioning again what we talked about a couple episodes ago. During the winter, if you have a vacant home, you want to keep that thermostat in at least the 50s.
Yeah, absolutely.
To keep those things from freezing over and busting. Okay, something I didn't think about, but that Aaron brought up before we started today, is cracks along the foundation and in the brick. We might want to think about sealing those.
Yeah, also in your driveways or anything like that. Any hard surface on the exterior of your home that has cracks in it needs to be sealed up,
right?
Because Snow is going to melt. Whether or not the temperature actually gets above freezing, it's going to melt when it's got sunlight on it, or, you know, just additional pressure from more snow being on top of it. As it melts and gets into those crevices, it's going to get cold again, and it's going to refreeze. Right. And water is one of those weird molecules that actually expands when it freezes, mm-hmm. which is going to cause problems. Open up those cracks even more and potentially cause some additional problems that you may not be aware of.
Not only that, but our weather down here is kind of like weather roulette. You really, I mean, you can watch the weather, but you cannot guarantee anything. So you've got this constant contraction and expansion. Absolutely. It's not good for anything. So just go ahead and take that time to fill it up. And if you need some advice and some people to consult there, give us a call. We'll be happy to line you up with some people. Absolutely. Next, let's take a look at inside. So we're already in the flu season. We're already in the coughing and the ear infections. And all, yes, the lovely time of year where germs are just rampant. And these are a couple of tidbits to help reduce the allergens and the bacteria in your house. First of all, we want to talk about air filters, especially if you have any animals. Or young kids, you want to make sure that you change those in the winter months. And the high efficiency, correct me if I'm wrong, they're now going to a filter that's really only required once a year. I would personally recommend that you do it at least bi-yearly,
yeah.
if not more.
You know, honestly, I tell people you should check them at least once a month anyways, mm-hmm. just to see if there's any tears or anything else that are happening, but especially if you've got animals
right.
in the house. They're going to get clogged up with hair and other stuff. So not only is that going to cause allergen problems as it's blowing allergen-ridden air through your home, it could also cause your furnace to run less efficiently and cause other issues that are there as well. But, you know, check it out, pull it out, take a look at it. If it's still got some airflow going through it, you're cool. If it's, like, you know, caved in, it looks like this and doesn't have ridges anymore, big problem. Change that bad boy out.
And a great way to find those specifications, just go online, Google your model number, and see what they recommend. Like I said, the high efficiency I have recommends a year, but I pulled it out after 6 months and said, nope, not doing that. Okay, and so the thinner ones are typically monthly. So just go online and research and see what's going to work best for your equipment. Next, we want to talk about the vents and returns. A lot of dander, a lot of dust gets trapped up in those things that you really don't think about when it's time to vacuum.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I don't ever think about at all, but he's absolutely right. When you got air returns or stuff like that, you need to be getting in there and getting them cleaned out and everything else, because much like your air filters, as they're sucking stuff in, they're going to get, even on the outside of the grates on the vents, mm-hmm. they're going to get stuff that kind of sticks in there and causes problems, and that's something you want to get taken care of as much as possible.
But it's even worth just removing those and getting a good 6 inches to a foot in there and just really clean that thing out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy stuff. All right, so last night, Aaron, I was laying in bed, looking up at the ceiling, fell off to sleep about an hour and a half in. Can you guess what happened?
No.
Chirp.
Uh-oh.
Chirp.
Smoke detector, huh?
Smoke detector.
This time of year...
Why don't they go off during the day?
They never do. It just makes too much sense to do that. This time of year is great. Not just smoke detectors, but carbon monoxide detectors. Mm-hmm. Absolutely two key features of your home that you should be checking this time of year, because let's be honest, it's cold. If you got a gas furnace, you're going to be running that bad
right.
boy. Not only that, if you have a fireplace in your house, whether mm-hmm. that's gas or wood burning, you're going to be probably utilizing that.
Right.
I know we've been running our gas fireplace quite frequently here right. lately with the colder temperatures. Both smoke and carbon monoxide are great things to have alarms for, because they're going to wake you up if you've got anything that's on fire, A. Mm-hmm. And B, if there's anything that's not venting properly and you've got that carbon monoxide buildup in your house, it's a silent, deadly killer.
Silent,
yeah. Odorless, colorless gas that's going to build up potentially in your house and cause serious, serious problems, a.k.a. death. And you don't want that happening.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
So get out. Check the batteries on those bad boys. It's real simple. They got a button on there. You just push a button to test it, and it'll let you know if it's working or not.
And while you're at it, well, just take the extra minute to just program it into your phone. Like every 6 months, check these things, or monthly, whatever you want to do, whatever works for you. Because you have to pull up your calendar, and you just put the reoccurrence, boom, it's there for you to remind you.
Phones are amazing. We're coming to you live from a phone today. These smartphones can literally do everything. We've got more technology in the palm of our hands than they had to send a man to the moon. And we're not utilizing it to the best of our ability. What? Put something in your calendar. Make a reminder. It's not that difficult. It is super simple to do and can save you save your life, let's be honest.
And finally, the one that I kind of overlook all the time is the fire extinguisher. Not only make sure you have one, but make sure that it's, what's the word, charged.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure it's charged.
I'll be honest with you. I may be guilty of this one. I don't even know if we have a fire extinguisher. Kendra, if you're watching this, let me know if we have a fire extinguisher, and if we do, where it's at, and if we don't, we should probably check into that.
Yeah, and if you have any comments of where you can get a fire extinguisher charged or get one at a low cost, please feel free to let us know, because we're always learning, as we hope that you're always learning.
Absolutely. So, Greg, since it is Thanksgiving week.
It is Thanksgiving week.
You got any big plans this week?
Oh, my gosh. Do I have big plans? No. Two family dinners, probably going to slip in out of consciousness on the couch watching some football.
Sounds good, mate.
My wife's going Black Friday shopping on Thursday night. I don't know why. Okay, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But she's going out there, so I'm just going to just chill out and watch some football and eat some turkey. What's your plan?
That all sounds good. Well, on the other hand, I have lots of plans between all the families and all the places we got to go. I'll be out Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Friday evening
in
a wedding on Saturday, so I'll be out and about doing some different things.
Wow.
But the real reason I want to ask that is because I've got a poll going on right now on my profile. If you haven't been over there yet, we got a couple days left to ask or to answer this question, which is, when do you put up your Christmas tree? Do you do it anytime after Halloween, or do you wait until after Thanksgiving? I'm reserving my answer until the poll ends, because I don't want to influence anybody, but I will say the results are very interesting. They're weighted heavily in one direction.
I bet. And while you're on the poll track, pop on over to my page. We've got a great poll going, too, a little nonsense poll. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes, yes it is. I'm just putting that one out there.
Is it really?
It's meat between bread.
I think so.
I had a 9-patty burger this weekend, as Greg let you know earlier on, and that was considered a sandwich. You know, if that's a sandwich,
right?
Hot dog's a sandwich.
Hey, before we head out today, I've got one fun fact and one joke. The fun fact is the song, it's a great joke. The fun fact is over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Yes.
Did you know it is a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song?
Did not know that.
I learned that this week.
That's good.
The second one. Why does the pilgrim's pants always fall down?
I don't know. Why do the pilgrim's pants always fall down?
Their belt's on their hat.
Wow. And on that note,
we're out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Aaron Advantage. Hit us up in the comments down below for any topics you'd like to hear about. Or if you've got any questions about anything we discussed here today, let us know that too. As always, you can give me a shout at 812-779-6273. Or you can grab Greg at
812-454-8103.
We will talk to you later. And Jen, you're right. Wow is right. Hope you all
Thanks, Paul.
Hope you all have a wonderful day and a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
See you guys.